It's known among some of our secretive special forces as the Village Idiot Killing. AM can reveal this morning details about the alleged unlawful killing in 2012 of a disabled Afghan man by a member of the Australian SAS, a shooting that shocked some of his colleagues and is now under investigation by the Australian Federal Police. They've told ABC Investigations the man was unarmed, clearly disabled and limping away when he was shot in the back of the head. They allege the shooting was later covered up. The SAS operator alleged to have pulled the trigger is the same soldier exposed by Four Corners in March, shooting dead on camera another Afghan man who was cowering on the ground. Mark Willacy has this exclusive report and a warning. It contains graphic details.
It's late March 2012 and members of 3 Squadron SAS have just landed near a village in Shah Wali Kot in Kandahar province. Standing in a nearby field is Zia Uddin, a farmer about 20 years of age. And like for many in the village, the sight of the helicopters strikes fear. His relative, Kalimullah, says what happened next haunts the villagers.
There was a raid. They landed about 11 a.m. Zia Uddin was about 80 to 100 meters away from where the helicopter landed. As it landed, he headed towards home. He wanted to come home. He had walked a distance, but the soldiers shot him in here.
Here is the back of the head. ABC Investigations has spoken to two eyewitnesses to the killing. They aren't Afghans. They were members of the SAS patrol that day. Among some in the special forces, the incident is referred to as the Village Idiot Killing. Both SAS patrol members want to remain anonymous, but this is their account of what happened.
Choppers have landed. This guy's ran. Fair enough, we were pretty intimidating, you know? Why would you not run? The soldiers shot him through the back of the head, and I remember it so clearly because his brain literally hit the ground before he did.
Myself and virtually every other member of that patrol had assessed him as being a local, unarmed, non-combatant who was intellectually challenged, disabled. I saw this guy moving away, didn't deem it a threat whatsoever. And just as simple as anything, the soldier raised his weapon and two shots, boom, boom, his head exploded.
Kalimullah has told ABC Investigations that Zia Uddin was disabled and had trouble processing events around him.
He had a mental problem because 2 years before, the Taliban beat him.
One SAS patrol member says after the killing came the cover-up, with a soldier ordered to dress the dead man in a combat chest rig containing assault rifle magazines so that they could claim he was a combatant.
Our patrol commander informed the patrol that the person who was killed was a high-value target and good on the soldier for killing him because we got the guy we were after. I knew that was a lie. Everyone knew that was a lie. The Afghan was a disabled local national, an unarmed non-combatant.
ABC Investigations can reveal that the SAS operator alleged to have killed the disabled man is the same soldier shown in a video broadcast by Four Corners in March, shooting another unarmed Afghan in a wheat field.
Quick, no! Quick! Stop! Leave!
After this explosive footage went to air, the SAS operator, known as Soldier C, was stood down, and he's now being investigated by the Australian Federal Police. In a statement, the Defence Force told the ABC it's inappropriate to comment while the Inspector General's inquiry is underway.
Mark Willacy reporting.